Hello guys, let's get started. This is your pod host OG Goat, and tonight's episode is Feminism Defined. Okay, there's been a lot of controversy in the media, the news, we all know that, about feminism, feminism movement, so forth and so on. And a lot of people don't want to talk on the topic. I don't see why. It is what it is. Women are a part of the society as well as men. I mean, it's a fact. Things are not the same as they used to be. It's a fact. Women are now able to hold all types of positions. Any position a man can hold. And hold on to that thought, because that's going to bring us back to something major, extremely major. I was asked today by a young lady, she says to me, "Are you a feminist?" And so I think it's only proper that I begin this podcast with my definition of feminism and how I arrived to my decision. I believe my decision is not biased, and I believe it makes sense. Okay, as I begin to break down feminism, I'll begin with work, equality, the right to hold a position the same as man and get paid the same as a man. I want to use the construction industry as my guide here. And you can take it from that point and apply it to any other position or job or career. Should a woman be allowed to do construction work? Well, I think we've passed that point already. I see many women doing construction. However, I feel if a woman weighs 90 pounds and she's working in the construction industry and she wants to make the same as the men make, but there's a position, let's say we're going to make up something here, in a construction company called loading and unloading. Let's just use that, okay? Now, this position requires the employee to be able to lift a minimum of 100, 150 pounds. This woman is 90 pounds. I've had several jobs that require me to lift a certain weight. Okay, so there's nothing unusual about that. And in the construction industry, things can be a lot heavier than other industries. So there you have it. 150 pounds. She weighs 90 pounds. She wants the position. Fine. Tom, Mike, Richard, and Susan, you'll be loading and unloading the trucks. We don't have no lifts. This is a manual position. Each bag of cement weighs approximately 150 pounds. Okay, so the men can lift it and the female who weighs 90 pounds cannot. She can't have the position. She can't take the job. Bottom line. Now, another woman comes on. She weighs 200 pounds, 250 pounds. Solid muscle. She works out on a regular basis or whatever the case might be. She laughs at the fact that we say the weight is 150 pounds per bag because the woman benches 250. Can she have the position? By all means. There's nothing wrong with that. Should she get paid the exact same amount as the men working side by side alongside of her holding the same title? Absolutely. She's doing the same job. Absolutely. Now, the other young lady who's also working in the construction industry who is unable to be a loader takes on a different position. Maybe she's a flag person or whatever the case might be, something that she's capable of handling. Now, the flag position, let's create some numbers here. Let's say the flag position holds a base salary of $35 an hour as opposed to $60 an hour like the loaders. Should she complain that she's only getting paid $30 an hour or $35 an hour, unlike the other guys in the construction industry that's getting paid $50 and $60 an hour as loaders or unloaders or whatever the case might be? No, you're not doing the same job. You're not. Should the vice president get the same amount of money as the president? No, you're doing a different job. Should a female police officer get the same amount as a male police officer? Absolutely. You're doing the same job. It's not that complicated. I don't see what the issue is. It's not that complicated. There's nothing that I've seen that says women are not allowed to hold a certain position. And if I'm wrong, I mean, I don't know everything, but if I'm wrong, please, somebody correct me. Is there a position out that women are not allowed to hold? Okay. I'll be waiting for your responses on that. Now, in addition to that, we have not had a woman president. But does that mean a woman is not allowed to hold that position? I don't think so. It's just that she has not been elected into that position. Now, we have a woman vice president. Whoa. Race. None of that matters. What matters here is when you're talking about feminism, you're talking about a woman in a position as vice president. So let me get this correct. If something was to happen, God forbid, to Biden, does she automatically move into his position and assume the position? Or do they bypass her and elect someone else? I'm not completely fluent in this area, but I do think she moves and takes over until a president is elected. So she becomes the next in charge. Now, with that being said, that means that she has the ability, if I'm correct, correct me if I'm not, she has the ability, if something was to happen to the president, to make a presidential decision. And if she has this ability to make a presidential decision, then when we are faced with looking back now at the Declaration of Independence, where it says all men are created equal, there is also a line that states that the law, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights can and shall be modified if it's any proof of abuse or misrepresentation or what have you. And those that have the power to modify this would be your House of Representatives, Congress, the President, all of which positions are available to women. So with that being said, a woman has the power to enforce and modify the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, especially if she's president of the United States. So if I go to the amendment of the Bill of Rights, Amendment 24, it states, Section 2, the Congress shall have the power to enforce this article, and doesn't deny the woman that position. A woman could be that, you know, have that position in Congress. Of course, you need a, I think it's a 3/4 majority, but there's no way a woman could partake in the decision-making of legislation and not be allowed to hold a position. That wouldn't make sense. Not in my book, anyway. The right of citizens of the United States to vote in any primary or election for president. Note, it said citizens. It didn't say man or male. It said citizens, which would include male and female, unless there's a distinction. In other election for president or vice president. Section 1, in case of the removal, Section 1, Amendment 25, in case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. I think that solidifies what I spoke about earlier. So, with this being said, when we go back to the Declaration of Independence and it states that all men are created equal, I get the eerie feeling that, and after reading the Declaration of Independence, that it applies to, it's referring to men, not women. And for that reason, you have women in charge. Women, you have women who are vice president. The first woman vice president has the power. If something was to happen to the president, to make a change, and I think this needs to be changed. Let me see something here. There's a question proposed here. Does the Declaration of Independence say all men and women are created equal? Not what I read. It states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Now this word here, men, is what defines whether or not the Declaration of Independence is talking about, when it says all men are created equal, are talking about men and women. So we can say, which is probably stretching it, that when we use the term men, you know, and generalize, like, that's like me saying guys, it could be referring to men and women. I could have a room of 4 guys and 5 women. I say, okay, guys, come on, quiet down. No one would be offended. I don't think. So, where guy may, you know, distinguish man from female as opposed to gal is acceptable in these days and times to say, come on, guys, let's settle down. It's acceptable. So it's kind of like men have the term men, when we think all men are created equal, have, you know, stretching it can kind of sort of, you know, apply to women too. However, when it reiterates, governments are instituted among men. Now it's like it's being more specific and it's using the term men a second time as opposed to men and women. So for this instance, my deduction is it's referring to men. However, you do have a woman vice president. And she's in power right now to be able to assist in making the change to this Declaration of Independence. Mark me if I'm wrong. I'm just saying. Now is your time. Okay. Moving on. When you talk about a woman and a woman's health, Roe versus Wade or whatever, the right to have an abortion, all of these is women's rights, okay? And this is the way I feel about it. At a certain point, if a woman is pregnant, let's say, she lays down with a guy, she fell in love with the guy, yada, yada, she gets pregnant. She goes for a pregnancy test, I guess 2 weeks later, or a week later, 2 weeks later, and she finds out that she's pregnant. At this point, is it classified as a human, as a baby? Well, let's just Google it so we have some facts that we're going on. Let's type in, let's go to Google here for our info for a second here. At what stage of pregnancy, okay, is a fetus considered a baby? How about that? Let's go with that. The fetus becomes a neonate or newborn at birth. It may not be common to hear a pregnant person speak about their embryo or fetus in those terms, but we can all choose to use the words we are most comfortable with. A better understanding of an embryonic or fetal development can expand our word choices. Okay, they have an image here. Very interesting. An image. Sadly enough, there's no timeline on the image, but it shows the development of the child. Okay. I was told that some people feel once it has a heartbeat, it's considered a baby. Okay. Some people say once it's fully developed, it's considered a baby. This says here, first, a note about how timing of these different stages of pregnancy are measured. Gestational age is the age, usually in weeks, of the embryo or fetus. When someone says they are 15 weeks pregnant, for example, this is the gestational age of the fetus, of their fetus. In a clinical setting, like when you see your healthcare, gestational age is estimated from the first day of the menstrual period, because this is typically an easy date to pinpoint for the pregnant person. 1, 2. Implantation occurs 4th week, the beginning of the central nervous system forms. 5th week, cardiac activity begins in what will become the heart. Here we go. 5th week, the heart. So prior to the 5th week, no heart exists. Okay. And the eyes and ears and upper limbs and arms begin to form. Okay. So I'm beginning to think around a 5-week period. So let's say prior to 5 weeks, the first week or 2 or 3 weeks, if, God forbid, there was, let's say, some sort of accident, a car accident, and it was a reckless driver, yada, 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 and the reckless driver is indicted on reckless driving charges and vehicular manslaughter, let's say, because of his reckless driving. Now, does that mean he killed one person or two prior to 5 weeks? I think the law is going to say one person at this point. After the 5 weeks, the law is going to say two people. Which means when you're dealing with Roe versus Wade, women are different from men. Okay? They have an additional responsibility that we know nothing about. Okay? They have a responsibility of bringing a human into this world and caring for that child. Now, this is my take on the situation. If a woman is carrying a child, at the stage that that child is considered a baby, or the law would have considered the reckless driver to have committed 2 forms of reckless homicide, it would be at that same point, if a woman was to get an abortion, that she would actually be killing a baby. Now, prior to that, if that point is at the 5-week period, prior to that, it's not, and she should be more than welcome to have an abortion. Now, once it hits the 5-week mark, let's say there is something else that plays a part here. What type of pregnancy was it? Was it a warranted pregnancy, or was it an unwarranted pregnancy? Now, if she chose to lay down with the guy and they was planning to get married, or boyfriend and girlfriend, or sleeping together, now I think you run into something, some sort of legal issue, and this is where the law should step in, because even though it's a woman's body, it's not just her body, and the law is protecting the rights of the child. Because at this point, it's formed, or whatever the case might be. So this is why the law has to step in at this point, because it's not just a woman's decision. Now there's a child involved. So you just can't just go killing. If that child, if that's classified as a child at 5 weeks, if a child was born and a woman just killed the child, she would go for murder or homicide. It would be classified as homicide. So if it's a child at a certain number of weeks inside the womb, then the same should apply, because the term child still exists. Simple. Now, if it's an unwarranted birth, for whatever reason, and something unspeakable was to happen to this woman and she finds out that she's pregnant, a police report must be filed immediately, which will now give her the right to go to a hospital and have an abortion. That's just my take on it, guys. I mean, don't curse me out or whatever the case might be, but that's the way I feel it should be broken down. So in terms of Roe versus Wade, that's how I feel it should be broken down. Now, it seems to me that in today's society, when they argue Roe versus Wade, they're arguing something slightly different than what was the original topic. Now it has evolved into a woman's right and a woman's body. Well, wait, hold on now. Let's not get away from what's actually happening here. I definitely don't want to take nothing away from the woman because she's 100% right. It's her body. But we're not just talking about a woman at this point. We're talking about a woman and a child. For that reason, you know, the law must step in to protect the child's rights. You just can't just kill another human being. Once it's classified as a human being, you just can't kill it. If it's an unwarranted birth, there should be a way that a woman, because she should not be allowed or forced to have a child that was unwarranted or happened upon some unfortunate situation. No way. Come on, knock it off, people. There's no way. So stop the nonsense. Come on now. Moving right along, in terms of politics or anything else, a woman is equal to a man. In terms of job and everything else, she's equal to a man. And she has the right. She has the right to vote. She has the right to hold positions. She has the right to make the same amount of money as a man if she can do the same job as a man. She has a right to become president of the United States if she's elected as president or vice president or whatever the case may be. She has that right. There's no reason why she should not have the right. She has the ability to think. She has two hands, two legs, just like men. The only thing that plays a slight difference is she's able to bear children. And that child now divides her decision-making and her rights into two parts. There's the right of the child and the right of the mother. There's whether or not it was warranted or unwarranted. And this is the way this should go down. So, that's my best definition for whether or not, or defining the term feminism. Women are created equal with the exception of when it comes to having a child and what stage the child is in. Okay, guys, moving right along. That's my interpretation of this definition of this topic. I did the best I could on it. I'm sure a lot of you can do a lot better than I have, and some people are scared to speak on it, but if I am not as well versed in this topic as other people, the topic still weighs on my mind, and I would love to hear more educated or other people's opinion on this exact same topic. Okay, guys, with all things considered, everything we spoke about, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he brought up an interesting topic. So, after our conversation, he sent in his message about the situation, and he added a slight twist. Okay, we've been talking about the woman's right to do this and the woman's right to do that. During our conversation, he says to me, and his name is Eddie, by the way, "What about a child? What about a child's right?" So, let's dive into this for a second and elaborate a little bit more about what Eddie's point of view is. Eddie agrees that, yes, a woman has the right. But his point here is, what happens if it's a minor? What happens when a male and a female minor, let's say for an example, get together and have sex, the young girl gets pregnant? Where does her right stand? Now, does she have a right to an abortion, as we're talking about women have the right to make to have an abortion? And this is my opinion, guys, okay? But what I explained to Eddie was, in my opinion, what he mentioned kind of took the topic and branched it off in another direction, which is also something else that needs to be considered. And my point here is that when you're dealing with a minor, although somehow, sometimes, behind the scenes or whatever, they tend to do things and make adult decisions. Well, this adult decision will require an adult solution. So with that being said, yes, the child has rights to do different things. Rights to go to school, rights to do this, rights to that. Of course, yes. But when it comes to having an abortion, this is an adult decision because it was an adult act. So for that reason, the child cannot fall under the same classification as woman's right, or a female child cannot fall under the same characteristics as women's rights, because she's a minor. So what we have to do is, yes, she has a right to have a decision made, but she's not old enough to make that decision. So at this point, we branch off from women's rights to the rights of a child, and that child has a right to have a guardian, a legal agency, or a parent step in and to assist the child in making an adult decision based on the adult mistake that they made if the child decides that they want to have an abortion. So, this is my take on it, Eddie, and I understand what you're saying, and I also listened to your message several times. You did say in the beginning that I was right, but when you reiterated your statement, it seems like you was more pro to having the minor make the decision themselves. So if I'm wrong, Eddie, definitely call in again and let's clarify this and get it right. But again, that's the way I, interpret what you said. So yes, the child has rights, but when it comes to making an adult decision, an adult must make that decision for the child. Other rights that a child has that doesn't require adult decision or adult supervision or some sort of legal guidance, then by all means, they are more than welcome to go ahead and make their decision. And there you have it. Now, let's listen to what Eddie says. And you tell me, guys, what you think.
All right, my friend, this is Eddie. The driver, we just talked recently about your episode on feminism, and we rendezvoused about abortion, right? And you were right. it took just a minute to make a little bit of a research, and it was a very insightful research on the kids' rights. I came across the 10 rights of a child that I found on Google, and all of these rights, they go on exactly about that same topic we were talking about. And I want you to consider this story, okay, as I talk about the rights. The story is about Jennifer. Jennifer is a young girl who lives in the community back in Brazil, in my hometown. And Jennifer, she had sex with her boyfriend, another 15-year-old kid. And they did not use any protection. They thought there were ways of not getting the pregnancy, and they followed that advice that they read or they saw somewhere, perhaps on Google, and she got pregnant anyway. The kid just took off. His parents sent him to the uncle's house in a different state across the country, and the girl was left alone, not really knowing what to do. And she'll probably have to raise a kid without a father, not really have all the opportunities she would have in case she didn't have a child, being too young to take care of this kid. And the other option she has is going to a clandestine clinic and having an illegal abortion, putting in risk her own life, and then it comes the same rights of a child. They have the right for education, so that they won't make this kind of mistake. They have the right not to be discriminated, not discriminated perhaps for being a young single mother or for making the choice of not having that baby that would maybe perhaps ruin her life or her future. She has the right for health in case she decides to go with the abortion, right? That goes also with the right to life, to continue to be alive, the right to a personal identity. She has the right of protection. She needs to be protected as a kid and not go through any abuse, being mental, emotional, or physical abuse. She has a freedom of thought. She has a freedom of having her own opinion about the matter. She has the right to equality, like the father has had his escape from the problem. Why can't she not have a problem, have a remedy for her own problem? And those are the 10 rights. And they go about the subject perfectly. And definitely open to having this conversation if you want to do this live. But yeah, thank you for the conversation. It was very fruitful. I had a lot of fun. Have a good day, my friend.
This is your pod host, OG Goat. And thanks for tuning in.